Let's go.
What up?
Let's go.
Happy Friday, kiddos.
Let's go.
How we doing?
How many facts you got over there?
So the thing about the fun facts is that those I don't preload those.
Yeah.
Those aren't, you know, those aren't otherwise there.
No, no.
They just come to the mind because I've, you know, over the course of my travels over the years, Alan, I take in a lot of different
information. Yeah, you can't plan for something like that,
no.
Morales. Guy's not just walking in with a list of facts. They just come on the top of his head.
Yeah, it's just how I'm living, you know. So.
All right, we appreciate everybody tuning in. Emily in the house, what's going on, Emily? How are we doing
guys,
over there?
I'm great. I went to see Babylon yesterday, actually, for the
no,
first
you didn't.
Time.
Babylon!
It's not as bad as everyone says it is.
Emily.
It's just 3 hours long.
I saw Babylon last night.
Maybe we saw it the same place.
We basically were together. I was holding out to see what movie. I got a long question
Hold
about
on.
That.
You both saw a three-hour movie
okay, yes.
midweek all on
right.
a school night?
All right. So wait.
My God.
Just a second here.
I have no friends. I gotta do something.
Before I get into the length of a movie and how much that tells you go see it
or don't
go see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Before I do that, Taylor, I don't know how you guys are when you guys take a day off, but I try to kind of unplug, right? Like, okay, I'm not going to.
Yeah, I think we're familiar, Slee, that you don't exactly stay connected to the station when you're not here.
I took a kind of a
you
random.
Put your phone out the door.
Maybe if you knew and were connected, you know that this is a whole separate bit, which is every time we're gone, you have no idea where Alan is.
Well, okay. You spent half your day.
So Thursday, yesterday, kind of a random day, and I had stuff that I wanted to make the best of my day off, okay?
Okay.
About 10:07, 10:08, Cousin Slee, right, sends me a text. He's like, bro, this raccoon story is hilarious. I have no context. I have no idea what's happening. I have no idea what's going on. I leave it at that.
Okay.
So for all I know, Travis is telling a story about raccoons. That's actually what I was assuming. I was assuming... T. Raj has
You're
a story
You're breaking
about
some
records.
Guy's legs in the desert. You don't have time.
I don't have time for this.
to listen to this.
I don't have time for this. Rookie and I are going for a hike, okay?
Okay.
We're on our way to, where we go, Eaton Canyon or something like that. So then I get on Twitter hours later.
Okay.
And all I see is a post from Taylor with a raccoon on the other side of a sliding door. And I think you said... This was under my bed last night. Something along those lines.
That's precisely correct.
I did no other research.
Okay, you're blind.
I'm like, that's it. That's all I want. I don't want anything more. I just want to kind of run with that. So, however, Taylor, you want to fill in some of these pieces. You said you listened to the show yesterday.
To that point, yes. I listened to almost the entire show yesterday.
Okay.
I did not have anything to do yesterday, so I tuned in. No. But also at the top, my ears were signaled when... I had it on. Typically, mm-hmm. I turn on the show every day at 10, and whether or not, how long I last depends on what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But then I heard my name, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm involved
now
in the story somehow.
Now
and then next thing I know, he
Taylor.
Explains what goes on. Taylor, for Alan, who doesn't listen to his own show when he's not here.
Yes, correct.
Please do explain what happened.
I can tell an abbreviated version. I love the fact that Cousin Slee is a regular listener, though.
How about
That's
that?
Awesome.
And I think for him, it was better for him that I wasn't on the show. He's
right.
like, oh, even better.
Yeah.
Who's in? DeMarco?
He's informing you.
You bring him up enough that his ears probably perks up just like Clinton.
Exactly.
Okay, so Wednesday night, I guess it was. Yeah, Wednesday
night,
I had a gig. Got home late and, you know, just kind of passed out. I was tired, really tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell asleep. And I have a cat, as you know, Slee.
Yep.
And he's indoor, outdoor. So I have a sliding door. I live in kind of a pool house, like right next to the pool in our house.
Okay.
And I just leave that open for him during the night because, you know, he'll want out and meow. And, you know,
sure.
I'd have to get up during the middle of the
sure.
night and open the door for him. I'd rather not do that. So I just leave the sliding door open.
Just a little crack, like just enough. He
just enough,
gets
yeah,
in.
For a small cat. He's pretty small.
Okay.
And it's 3:30 in the morning, and I wake up to... A crunching. A
Slee
loud
was
crunching.
Just looking at me, by the way. This isn't even the long version. He's already given me three. I can't believe this looks.
This is already
Go
good.
On.
Yep. And, you know, sometimes my cat will eat during the middle of the night. He's nocturnal. You know, that's how cats are.
Sure.
I didn't think anything of it. But
sometimes I eat late at night. Everybody does. Okay.
Crunching continued, and it was very aggressive. And I was thinking, what is this cat doing? So all of a sudden, I realized that my cat's next to me on the bed.
Oh, my God.
Not the cat doing the eating.
Okay, that's scary. That's scary right out the gate. I'm nervous in that situation. 3:30 in the morning, you don't know what the hell's going on,
no,
okay?
No
and
idea.
He's hissing, which is something he doesn't usually do. So I know that there's a foreign animal or something in my room. So I look down. The food dish is about, you know, a foot below my bed. Underneath my bedstand, I see like the size of a, I don't know, a crock pot, a giant raccoon.
That's a great reference.
It's the second
size.
Time crock pot has come up today. Emily mentioned this morning crock pot, but go ahead, please.
And I'm just like, I didn't know what to do. So I grabbed the Clinton Yates bat that I got from the softball game.
Oh my gosh.
Close to my bed.
Connections here. That's how you got brought up in all this? Because
yes.
of the bat?
He went to the closest available weapon.
Because Lord knows I'm not playing a lot of baseball with it. So I grabbed the bat and I kind of stomp it on the ground because I can't really have a, I can't swing at this guy because he's under the bed. Half his body's underneath the bed.
Yeah.
So I stomp on the ground. I'm yelling. It's 3:30 in the morning. All my roommates can probably hear me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, get out of here. Get the F out of here. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. And he's not happy. He doesn't want to do it. He just continues to eat.
It's comfortable. It's cozy.
Picks
he's
up
under
sure.
a bed.
Yeah.
There's food in
it's
front
Fresh
of
Prince
him.
Situation. You're living in the pool house.
Weather-wise,
I mean,
it's
you
nice.
Want,
yeah,
why
sure.
would you want anything else?
Sure.
He picks up each piece of food individually and just, you know, goes about his meal.
He's got a white hanky on. There's a raccoon sitting at the like, table.
This is my place.
Ketchup. Just
eyeball and Taylor. Like, what? Where's the soup?
Using condiments.
So I take a couple stabs at him with the bat, and that persuades him to, you know, kind of saunter, waddle, rather, over to the sliding door, came in the way he came, or went out the way he came in. And
so he kind of just literally, as if a landlord is telling a tenant, hey, you got to leave, just kind of walks out of the place as if he's a renter?
Exactly. I mean, he's like, I'm going to take my time, though. So he took his time, and I closed the sliding door, and then all of a sudden my cat gets really brave, and, you know, he comes up to the door like,
sure, of course.
Oh, yeah, what?
Mm-hmm. The skibbity paps.
Yeah.
If those of you who know about cat talk, that's when cats throw punches. They're called skibbity paps. Just look that up on your own. Just saying. Fun fact, if you will.
There's
yes.
a fun fact. Cat
so,
talk.
Yeah. I'm not about to go back to bed until this raccoon is out of sight, out of mind, and he's still standing at my door waiting to come back in for a second helping. And then I open the door up, you know, take a couple swings at him with the bat. And then he walks over to the pool
okay.
and starts washing down his meal with some pool water, some chlorinated pool
Raccoons
water.
Raccoons like to drink pool water.
Apparently. And then he finally climbed the fence. He realized there was no escape in the backyard.
Yep.
So he just starts climbing the fence. And I did get one swing on him, got a body shot, and sent him over the side of the fence. I'm sure he's all right, but...
I have so much respect for this raccoon.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there's a couple things here.
I mean,
right.
Come on.
Apparently that raccoon owns the block, by the way. And you're just going to walk up into somebody's house, eating food under their own bed.
The more I think about this,
right.
Yeah, the more I think about this, I'm actually upset that you kicked him out. This guy looked like he could be a good roommate, a good tenant.
Clearly a protector.
These things Bestie. Carry disease. They carry fleas. I mean,
go get him a wash. Hose him down.
Go on down the Cousin Slee's raccoon wash and see what you can get. So let me ask you
that
this.
That is an unbelievable story.
You said out of sight, out of mind, Slee, or Taylor. Slee, out of sight and out of mind are not the same thing at that point for me. Mm-hmm. Because... Either if I'm getting blitzed and I'm leaving my backside open,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My quarterback's getting screwed up. I'm fixing my coverage. What are you going to do about the door situation, Taylor? Because
yeah, what happens now?
What's to say? Who's to say that that raccoon's not going to come back with three or four of the raccoon homies uh-huh. who are also hungry?
So update, I actually did see a raccoon last night in the backyard. He heard me coming outside, quickly scattered and jumped over the fence. I don't know if it was the same one, but...
you would know. Yeah, you would know at this point.
I'm looking for Taylor.
Listen, if this guy was under your bed, you took a couple pokes with your bat at him, you guys stared at each other through the glass door for you know which one. It probably wasn't him. He probably sent somebody else.
Oh, yeah,
like,
side
he's
guy.
Kind of the CEO. This one was a
he's
VP.
He's got his goons.
Yeah, I didn't get a glance at his body because it was really dark. I could only see his little beady eyes. But, yeah, last night, closed the door, slept safe and sound.
Okay,
no
good.
Problems.
So you did make an adjustment here. You didn't
I got to close the door. I can't
live like this. I was
going to
tell you, I don't
right.
think the sliding door.
I can't live like this.
The sliding door is not opening.
So one place where, Slee, I did notice Taylor using a certain level of diplomacy where, mm-hmm. let's just say, DeMarco wouldn't have was you weren't really shooting to kill on this one in terms of – what kind of cuts you were taking.
Okay.
You're taking singles cuts. You're not trying to hit the ball out of Dodger Stadium with
bunting.
This raccoon.
I'm bunting with a raccoon. I am not.
You're
I'm
not. Just, you're not.
I'm,
okay.
I'm trying to walk this guy out of the club.
Okay.
Right? Like if you're a security guard and he threw a swig at somebody, just let's walk it out. Let's keep everything safe.
Because
and sound
I'm right. going full Gary Sheffield.
Are you really?
If something's in my home that is that vicious. Because I don't know if I'm going to make it out. The raccoon can get, I mean, that's
He's
a jump.
He's not going to kill me.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Okay, so, you can find a way to, you know, injure you, get okay, you to but, the ground.
I was waiting for a good shot on him, okay? Okay? So he was underneath the bed for a time. And then once he got out from underneath the bed, he was kind of walking by my guitars. I got a bunch of musical instruments in my room.
Oh, so he had a route. He knew.
I'm not trying to break those.
Okay, but it's not even
for a
that.
Raccoon.
If the raccoon, if the raccoon starts losing it, that's different. If the raccoon is basically like, hey, you want to get me out of, it's either you or me, then you're swinging.
I'm
but if
not,
he's not doing that, he wasn't doing that,
he
right?
He wasn't coming at me.
No chance I'm letting the shot clock get that low on that possession if there's a raccoon inside my bedroom. First thing that's happening is I'm taking a massive cut, and if I break something, then at least it's scared enough to get out of there.
Do you ever see sports analogies are we gonna make?
Well, I got one more.
Enough.
I got one more. Okay. I got one more. Do you ever see at Crypto where there's the red coats walking somebody
yes.
up the stairs?
Yes.
That's me with the raccoon. We gotta go, bro. We gotta go. Walk
got
all
a special
the way
jacket
to the end.
He puts on to get things critters out of his home. No so, way.
All right, Taylor, that's an incredible story.
I'm coming out blasting in that situation.
Did you think about getting the South Bay Animal Control involved in this at all?
I think I can handle this myself.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
wow.
Okay, be a man. Yeah. All right, yeah. Cool.
If Taylor's not calling the cops.
No.
Taylor's not calling the cops.
If he comes back, yeah, the bat's going to be very... It's right. It's closer to my bed now.
Yep.
We'll just say that.
Yeah, I'm calling the cops. I'm calling the FBI. I'm calling everybody if a raccoon's in my place. All right, it's a Bud Light Football Friday on 710 ESPN. Getting you pumped up for what's on tap for NFL Championship Sunday, presented by Bud Light. Make Bud Light your game day beer. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Must be 21 or older. Please enjoy responsibly. Okay, so we got a few things going on today. Number one, we got an Ask Lee / Ask Yates.
Sure.
You got any questions for us?
Okay.
Yeah,
throw
that's, it to
that's
us
great.
On Twitter.
Add me, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
put,
always
put Emily
add
on there
Emily.
As well. Emily is going to kind of drive this thing today. It's really awkward when Travis isn't here and it's an Ask Slee day.
Because you're like, on the other side of the table.
Like, hey,
it's
Ask
different.
Slee, what do you guys have to say for Slee? I'm talking about myself the entire time.
Don't worry, I got it.
It's okay.
Kirk Morrison's going to come on at 11, so we'll have to talk. By the way, what do you think of that pairing? Kirk Morrison and DeMarco Farr in a pickleball?
I heard them talking about that. Well, we can recap that. In the next segment,
in
the show.
That worries me a little bit. And then you said something about Babylon 3 hours. My question is, does a movie length deter whether you're going to watch that movie or not?
So I have a story about this 100%.
Do all that coming up 100%. Next. Stay right here. Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So we've got some funny tweets coming into the community. So here's James. He says, per the softball game stories, Yates deaf swinging and missing at the raccoon. So,
oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nice try, guy. Got on base, scored 3 runs in that game, by the way. Just so we're clear about that. That's what happened, yes.
I'm bunting.
Also, we got a kiddo count of 1, 2 seconds in. So we got our catchphrases. We love
Taylor, them. That's an amazing story. That really, really is an amazing story. And the fact that you're just, you know, following your life and just trying to get some rest and getting ready for the other morning, and there's a raccoon under your
the
bed.
The size of a crock pot, mind
that
you.
That is
not the size of a softball. The size of a crock pot.
Unbelievable story. Can you, for the sake of the show, keep the sliding door open a little bit?
No.
Just so we can add some stuff as the year progresses?
No, I cannot live with the potential obituary headline, Taylor Gang taken out by raccoon in pool house. That's just not going to work.
Kill me? He's
rabies.
Not going to kill me.
Because you'll be sleeping. You never know.
Over my neck.
Come back with all those raccoon buddies.
Okay, so you saw Babylon yesterday. What time did you see it at?
I went at 6.
You went at 6?
6 p.m. Okay.
Day off. I went 3:30.
Okay, sure. That's when you do it. You know, right after dinner.
I go, well,
I had a late lunch. Lunch before, and then went and saw Babylon.
You go
after.
At 3:30 on a day you work because we get off at.
I was going to say, like, what?
Here, you got to do a Laker off day. Yeah. Yeah, technically I can. Can't be a Lakers talk, blah, blah. So I had nothing
got it.
Yesterday.
Okay.
So here's my question is there were a couple you suggested, Megan.
Yes.
Right? Is that her name?
Okay. Perfect 90 minute. So yes. Funny. Great.
Yep.
A tidy 90 minutes.
Avatar. Yes. A few people have suggested, and that's another 3 hour, I think,
yes.
And some change, whatever
and
it is.
It feels
have you
like
seen it?
3 hours.
No,
have you seen it? Okay.
Won't be seeing it either.
All right, so here's my question. Babylon's got a. I thought it was an interesting storyline. It's kind of based in the 1920s. There's some really, really good actors and actresses. Brad Pitt's a part of it, and it's kind of Hollywood in the 20s, and it's the all the highs and the lows that comes with it.
It's from the same director who did La La Land, Whiplash, The First Man.
Very.
So this is
very Hollywood.
This is trending towards a no black people in the movie situation. But go on.
Yes, yeah. That is. No,
they had one.
There is a guy, Sydney, who looks like Sydney Poitier, but like
this is
yes.
always the answer. Oh no, they're
no. Clinton, I know what you're saying, and yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so...
3 hours.
Are you not going right out the gate because it's 3 hours?
I'll tell you a story that can explain this. Now, I one time was at Disney, and I had a day to kill at Disney in Florida, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do with the day. The person I was there with had some work stuff going on, so I just had nothing to do. And I didn't feel like going on the rides and all that. I went to Disney Springs.
Okay.
And Disney Springs, if you don't know, is sort of like the adult mall version of whatever's happening at Disney, and they've got like bowling alleys, they've got restaurants, they got all sorts of nonsense, and they've got a movie theater. It's about 10 in the morning. I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I'll pop an early bird movie. I'm really doing nothing. They got a bar that's like in the front of the movie theater to attract you in.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sure, why not? Bought a beer, sat down, bought a ticket to the movie. The ticket I bought the movie to was whatever the latest Batman it was.
Mm-hmm.
Not, and this is 2 years, this is a year and 2 years ago. I was
so
like,
the Batman, the one with our
the Batman. Yeah. I looked up the running time. 2 hours and 55 minutes. We were through exactly two previews, and I had finished my beer, got up and left. I was like, I'm not doing it. Like, I can't sit in a
what
movie theater
everybody
this long.
Is telling you, hey, this movie is unbelievable. You don't even know the 3 hours flies by. And I'm not telling you that's Babylon because it's not.
Right.
You are looking at the clock. I'm looking at the clock at least.
I didn't, but it's, I, yeah.
3 hours is a long okay. time. If I'm by myself, or if I'm not otherwise, if the experience isn't otherwise enhanced, it's just not happening. You know what I mean? Like, I'm too antsy. I get bored. I'm probably going to start tweeting about the movie.
All right.
You know what I mean? Or whatever. I can't sit for 3 hours in a single movie theater and watch a screen.
I'm going to do the best I can to describe. Babylon, I thought, was a pretty good movie. Okay?
Yes.
If somebody doesn't see it, I don't think you're missing out on the world. If you do see it, then it's going to come down to the 3 hours.
Yes.
An hour and a half in, I turn to my girl and I'm like, you know, we have an hour and a half left.
Beep, okay. Halftime.
Half hour left. And I went, Funches was nice enough. It was a Christmas gift. Got me a gift card to iPick Pasadena, right?
Sure.
So these seats are great. Like, you know, you got the service that comes in. So if you're going to be anywhere for 3 hours, that's a good place
that's
to
what
be
you want.
At, right? You could kind of recline back, the whole thing. And this hour and a half in, I'm like, we got an hour and a half left. Okay. So then another like half hour, 40 minutes goes by. And now I'm really making a decision of are we staying for the rest of the movie or not? And it has less to do with the movie. It has more to do with I'm already here for 2 hours and 10 minutes. I got another 50 plus minutes left to
but
go.
But you knew what
else
you're going to
do.
You also knew what you were going to get into beforehand.
So 100%.
You knew exactly how
well,
long
it was. I tried exiting. This is when I had already, I bought the tickets the night before. Okay.
All right.
I just bought them online. When we got there at like 3:20, movie starts at 3:30, we started now asking some questions. Hey, do you have is Megan coming up? She doesn't want to go see Megan. She thinks it's a scary movie. And
it's not scary.
People
whatsoever.
Are telling me
it's
not a scary
literally
movie.
Not scary.
But
oh, it's not?
It's not scary. And
hold on.
Not
are you a horror
instance.
Movie person
no,
saying
not.
It's not scary?
No, I'm not a horror movie person.
It's okay. The same thing the person from the movie theater
just,
said to.
They have like two quote-unquote jump scares. That's it. It's okay. It's funny. It's more of a thriller.
All right. Got it.
So
that's
I think,
good to know.
I think ultimately, to sit through a three-hour movie. I joked around there. I said, I should have brought my laptop and set up for tomorrow's pregame show.
Oh, absolutely.
And now I'm in.
I would have rolled my eyes. Slee in the back row.
By the way, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not bringing a laptop to the movie.
Audio.
Okay, wait. But so there was only one other couple that was there. It wasn't a couple. There's two other girls that were in this theater. Nobody else was there. It's 3:30 on a Thursday. People have jobs. Okay?
Right. People
so we're realize. The only realized. So we're basically the only ones there.
It's yes. also been out for like a month and a half.
So, yes, I'm kind of like whispering to her this while okay, so I'm okay. doing that during the movie. Yeah.
Okay, so here's my take on this. Everyone gets on millennials and Gen Zs for their lack of attention span, and we can't sit through a movie. That's one thing, too. But for me, I felt like it was the quickest three-hour movie I ever watched because
oh, wow.
the way in which Damien Chazelle chooses to create the movie is that like... It's a very dynamic, a very kinetic movie, and that's why I thought it was a very quick 3 hours, and I was really interested in the story, but I understand that like people
It's who not don't. Bad. I okay. don't want to make it sound like it's bad, but it's 3 hours.
There are quick 3 hours. I'll give you that.
If I'm choosing between a tight 90...
I don't think there's a...
If I'm choosing between a tight 90 and a 3 hour, I'm going tight 90 every time, because it's...
Okay, look, it's the equivalent... Can I give you a perfect example? NFL games, right?
Yeah.
NFL game is going to be about 3 hours long.
Yeah, but that's not the same deal.
But you're also up, out, doing
yeah,
this,
there's
doing
commercials.
That. Like, yeah, but you're doing things like you could do all that. This is... You're watching for 3 hours.
Locked
you
know, in.
You're locked in for 3 hours.
I have pulled a move. Mm-hmm. What did I do this for? I think I did this... I can't remember what movie it was for, but for whatever reason, I felt the need I had to see this movie, and I think I was going to something in which seeing the movie was required to speak on it, but I couldn't sit through it.
Yep.
I went one day the first half, and I went one day the second half the next day. That's what I did. I bought two tickets for the same time, so I figured out what time, and I was ready to leave. I was like, I'll just come back tomorrow and see the rest, and that's what I did, because it was the thing
Not
was two
idea.
Days later. And like, it was fine. It was
Not
matinee.
A bad idea.
It wasn't. It was. So if you're ever in a position where you say, you know what, I want to leave,
yeah.
take a little timestamp.
Not the
and
best.
Say, I'm coming back.
Not the best individual investment
no.
per ticket.
No,
but that's not a bad idea.
It was two 90-minute blocks of 2 days yeah. is often more useful to my life than 1 3-hour block in one day, because then that shoots the day off.
Okay. Lakers got a 5-game road trip starting tomorrow.
Okay.
We know where they're sitting. They're 3 games below 500. They're 12th or 13th in the Western Conference. They don't seem to be getting out of that mix. However, no. some things have changed here. AD is back. So you got a lot less excuses when one of your superstars shows up
sure.
again. Rui Hachimura is actually a perfect person to describe of how bad they need him in a game like tomorrow against the Celtics, where they actually have real wing players.
Right.
And you never really had anybody. I mean, you could tell Bron, hey, LeBron, you want to go guard Tatum?
LeBron can't
and,
do
oh,
that.
Oh, by
for...
the way, can you also give us 35, 9-9 a night? It's completely unfair.
He can't do that for more than 10 minutes a night. Yeah.
So I want to get your thoughts on this upcoming 5-game road trip.
Okay.
Kind of what to expect now that you're healthy. You're actually, I'll go through some of the different players are going to be injured on the opposing team. So in a
sure.
weird way, something's working out for the Lakers, and it seems like that hasn't been the case all season. We do all that coming up next. Stay right here. Travis and Sliwa show. Clinton Yates filling in for T-Raj. All right, send them in. If you got some tweets on Ask Lee, you can also call us, 877-710-ESPN. Yates in the house.
What up?
Maybe you got a question for Berg. Maybe you got questions for Taylor and the raccoon that just decided to stay at a one-night motel, whatever you want to call it.
Verboed.
I think it's my favorite story of the year.
Unbelievable story.
I mean, maybe not in the year. Maybe last year, too.
And
like a year and a half.
It's so important, too, that I got what I got. I got such little. I just got one text saying this raccoon story is hilarious. No context.
Not knowing you're there or not.
Not knowing anything. And then the other story or the other tweet of Taylor just with a video of a raccoon the other side of the sliding door. And that was it.
It's not real without
the
video.
And to get the pieces back.
There. Yeah.
That's as good as it gets right there. Okay, real quick on this. So Lakers start a 5-game road trip tomorrow at Boston. AD is back. Lakers have not played terrible basketball without Anthony Davis. They played 500 ball without AD. I mean, I don't know what you guys felt, but for me, if you'd have told me he's going to be out for 20 games and they're going to go 500, sign me up, right?
Okay.
Like, AD's not there. That's a pretty good
record
without
him.
I'd
tell you they'd be 13th in the Western Conference.
But here's the funny thing. You're right about that. The 13th.
Right.
All right, you're still 2 games within 7th
right.
or whatever
the case
is.
Three games back. I might have changed after last night, but you're 3 games back of the 4.
You got Rui Hachimura, who's now part of the team, who's actually a 6'8 wing that could go guard guys like Tatum and Brown.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're going to stop him, but at least you could put a body in front
He's
of these guys.
He's a lottery pick. The guy's a good player.
What's a expected road trip? You got your guys back. You're got five in a row on the road. Let me just say this. Boston won't have Marcus Smart, just to point out some guys that it's will helpful. Be out. Okay. Brooklyn won't have KD.
Very helpful.
New Orleans won't have Zion.
Helpful.
And Indiana won't have Tyrese Haliburton. You Very can helpful. Say almost, you know, one or your second best player of each one of these teams will be missing. What's a good road trip? What's an expected road trip for the Lakers?
Ah, okay. So there's a couple of different things at play here, which is that my number one thing is always, obviously, wins and losses, they all count the same. Those are ultimately what matters. But when you're not really a team that's going to find a lot more wins or a lot more losses without any major changes, what actually happens in these games is important, Greg. And so if I turn on whatever I'm listening to and I hear, I don't know, Westbrook chirping at somebody after a game, or I see, I don't know, LeBron staring off with the 1,000-yard stare.
Yep.
To me, we're at the point of the season where these things start to matter. It's not just the numbers. And what happens on this road trip, I think, just from a team perspective, how they get through this, I think is as important as anything. I mean, sure, we'll just say 500 for the sake of saying it. But, like, if there's another blow up and another meme and another situation on the way there, that this stuff is piling up to something that I don't love. Not because I think that they're bad guys or people dislike each other. It's just
frustration.
What is this going to look like if it's actually ever working? And if I never see it, it's hard to say that it can ever really get there in terms of just their ability to all get along and actually play good basketball.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you need to kind of go 3-2 on this trip.
I think you can't not go 3-2.
Yeah, you have to go 3-2. Mm-hmm. And also, within that, you need to see Rui Hachimura start to figure out who he is on
yes.
this team. You need to see AD getting not having a minutes restriction and start seeing him, how everybody is playing together, the real guys that you are going to see towards the end of the season, the second half of the season, more so, like really starting to come together and playing good basketball together. You saw it in the fourth quarter of that game against the Spurs. Mm-hmm. They really started to be like, okay, this team could be very good. So if you can start seeing all of those come together and they can go 3-2 or better, I think that's a must-have on this trip.
So I really do think you can't not go 3-2. You can't. If you go 2-3, if you walk back in here and now you're still four games below 500 with under 30 games left, you can, as much as you're looking at other teams and say, hey, they're only 2.5 there.
No, you're running out of runway.
Yeah, you're running out. Yeah.
Also,
and those teams are going to start winning.
Right.
And it doesn't matter unless you're stacking up W. So I think there is, well, how do they look? If they did lose to Boston, was it a competitive game? Was it not? Did they completely take advantage of the fact that Brooklyn doesn't have KD? Did they take advantage of Zion not being there for the Pelicans?
Yep.
I don't think you can walk away back from this road trip and not be at least 3-2. And then I think it's also fair to look at the Lakers and say, all right, they went through a stretch where they had a game against Boston this year. They could have won the game, should have won the game. AD missed a couple free throws.
Okay.
They had a game, couple games against Philly where they could have won, should have won, but they didn't. All those should have wins, now at the end of games.
You need them now.
You have to win them. You know, the running out of runway is the best way to put
this
it.
This is a huge part of it, too, because now the trade deadline is February 9th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you do on this road trip leads you into the trade deadline. So it's really going to tell you, what do you do at that point? If they go 3-2 or they go 4-1, you're like, okay, well, maybe this team actually has the pieces that it needs off this going to the East Coast, beating Boston, beating Brooklyn, beating New Orleans.
By the way, you don't even have to be – beat Brooklyn, Indiana, New Orleans. You took care of three teams with injuries.
Short version, this is the most important road trip of the season because mm-hmm. when it's happening and what your record is at the point, you might not. Let's just say something crazy happens and you go 1-4. All of a sudden, the rest of your season is in a completely different outlook because of the numbers.
You might start moving guys.
You know what I mean? And so, like, it's. And I don't mean this to say as in the season depends on it, but the importance level is higher simply because of when it's coming and the opponents that you're playing. So, by no means is this some situation where you can look at this either in a bubble or in a vacuum and say, well, this is just this one road trip. No. Because of the calendar, it's very much going to affect the rest of the season because when the trade deadline comes up. Let me ask you one thing, Sleep.
Yep.
How many minutes is LeBron still averaging a game?
Probably around 35, 36 minutes a game.
To me, from the bill of goods we were sold and from what I think the vision of this team was supposed to be and going to be eventually, like, if he's still playing that many minutes a night, this team is just not going to get that far. It's as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate because the level is so high of his play, but this was built on a different idea.
For 2 years, by the way.
You know what I'm saying?
Last year, too. Today, he was, or this year, he's been forced into playing that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, you don't have AD, you can't really let him sit. It's always been when AD or LeBron are on the court, you can do things. You can have, you can let him sit.
What he's saying is that's dangerous.
Yes. No, I agree.
And they don't have a choice. So it's like,
he's had to.
It is a double-edged sword.
To even get the wins that they've gotten, you've needed to with 20 games, 25 games without AD.
You're still 3 games below 500, and you've had to play AD as much as you've had, and you've had no choice but to play him.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry, you had to play
LeBron
as much as you
did. This is the one team in the league that the load management is an actual strategy thing beyond just conceptual science of each guy. Like, they got to figure out if they can get through an actual season with their best players.
You're going to need to, when you've kind of dug yourself such a hole. They got 10 games before the All-Star break, okay?
Yep.
Need to go 6-4 at least in those 10 games. And I know I'm throwing out these numbers, and you could look at them and say, but what are the excuses?
So it's just winning record. It's not 7-3.
But just think about this. Yeah. It's Reeves and Lonnie Walker both reevaluate today. AD is back. You got that 6-8 wing you were looking for. There's no more excuses. It's either
you're either good or you don't.
So they're going to have to go on these. Hey, Lakers have won 5 of 6. Hey, Lakers have won 4 in a row. That's going to have to happen at some point. And if it doesn't, you're still staring at these other teams in front of you, and that'd be incredibly disappointing.
So I got a quick story for you, and this relates back to the team in a way that you'll enjoy. So I go down. I see Greg's LAFC hat when I come in this morning. I'm eating my omelet. I'm drinking some hot chocolate. This is how I do before the show. And I go, oh, by the way, I said you go to any games this week. I was referring to the Lakers. He told me the game he went to. I said, I got down to the bank. Excuse me, BMO Field.
You can still call it the bank. BMO is still a bank.
Is it a bank? I didn't know what BMO was.
It is. But it is a bank, but it's, BMO is what they want to call it,
At LAFC's home field, watching the U.S. men's national team play Serbia. My man Sam, he's a teacher at Annenberg at USC. He bought some tickets. It's right there. He said, you want to go to the game? I said, sure. So we get over there, and we walk to our seats. And about halfway through the first half, we notice there's a lot of Serbian flags in this particular section of the stadium here. And so, like, we're like, oh, we're not on enemy ground. It's not like there's that many people there, but, you know, whatever. We're noticing that a lot of people around us are clearly rooting for the non-American team. And then we get one of these, and they're chanting a name, and people are standing up and pointing. Of course, we notice it is legendary Serbian, Vlade Divac.
He is right here.
And there he is right there. Greg is holding
what
up.
What happened? The his, value his of that card is done. How is that thing bent over? It's like
somebody
literally
decided that. Oh,
it's done.
A
so
paper pl- or
so
a
here's
plate
the thing,
or,
Alan. Here's why I wanted to bring this up with you specifically. Everybody's pointing. Everybody's chanting his name. He sort of stands up, gives the wave. Hey, Vlade's there. Hey, guys are telling stories. Clearly, people are telling stories about times they ran into Vlade in the wild. You know what I mean? It's a great thing happening. There was an equalizer, too, so it was all fun and games. And then, like, 10 minutes later, they put Vlade up on the big screen.
Okay.
And then about 30 seconds after he's up on the big screen, a Chiron pops up, a graphic. It doesn't say Lakers legend. It doesn't say Serbian national hero. Oh.
Sli, I'm looking at Taylor of what it could potentially say. What
it doesn't say Kings anything. Okay. It doesn't even say Basketball Hall of Famer. It just says former NBA player. I'm like, what
Here's
kind
Vlade
of disrespect
Divac.
To Vlade Divac is this? I could
Random
not
guy that played basketball all the time.
Believe I was stunned. It literally just said former NBA player.
Okay.
Vlade Divac, you would have flipped your wig. I mean, I'm sure you would have stopped the whole game, ran on the field, and said, listen.
Lakers played Kings, how long ago was it, Taylor? A week ago, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so our section where we are, we're sitting doing the game.
Yeah.
111, there's two rows. John and Michael are in the first row. I'm in the second row behind, right?
I like sitting next to you, by the way. That's a great
to my,
seat.
To my,
the catbird seat?
It's amazing.
It's an unbelievable seat. I mean, every time I'm sitting there, I'm like, why are they giving me this seat? Like, why am I sitting here? So to my left, Vlade. Vlade starts walking down. And Vlade goes to Michael. I don't know, Funches, somebody would turn like, hey, Michael, Vlade's right there. So they connect.
Sure.
Every time Michael brings up, and this is going to go to the disrespect thing, and it's not, he's not trying to be disrespectful. He's like, oh my gosh, every time I see Vlade, can you believe he didn't draft Luka?
That's a very Michael saying.
Can
right
you believe he didn't draft Luka? And John's like, yep. And every time we talk about it, can you believe it in draft Luka? So as long as they didn't put on that Jumbotron, the man who didn't draft Luka.
Okay, I see where
I
you're
think
going
getting
with that.
NBA player might be good enough.
What's worse, though, the man who didn't draft Luka or the man who drafted Marvin Bagley?
Wow, you guys, this was not meant to be a Vlade roast session.
Did not draft Luka.
Vlade is a legend.
Not Luka.
Oh, did not drafted Marvin Bagley.
Oh, Taylor, by the way, Vlade walks around in Sacramento. How is he treated?
Still, by the way, quickly, Vlade is still very much one of the strongest ambassadors we have in the handsome man community. He was looking great on Wednesday. Just wanted to make that clear.
He's loved. I think the reason they put NBA player, I mean, he's not really a Laker or a King. He shared time with both.
Basketball Hall of Famer covers it.
How many years was he with the Lakers?
I mean,
I have no idea.
Am I missing something here? Like, is Vlade Divac that far outside of the conversation of any basketball or sports in LA where you can't even come up with a proper Kyrie? I'm not even knocking the bank or whatever. Clearly, this person who was involved with this didn't know. But I'm like, what? Former NBA player?
7 years with the Lakers.
Yeah.
I think seven.
He's not Sadale Threat, okay? Like, he's Vlade Divac.
Sadale Threat would have said Lakers.
Well, he had a second stint with the Lakers, too.
I mean, I was offended on behalf of Vlade Divac. We like to party. I love that guy.
I like that, Vlade Divac.
Yeah, that's an old school nickname.
Didn't he, like, smoke a pack of cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. Legend in the heater community. Legend.
Why do I feel like that's, like, back in the day, that's so disappointing to not see players smoking on the bench and, like, having a bourbon. Like, I almost feel like that back when Auerbach used to smoke his cigars,
yeah.
I almost, like, wanted to see players just sitting there hanging out, you know, sitting out, having a bourbon, like, coach, am I in? All right, sounds good. And
you know then how
he
many
puts
heaters?
Out the cigarette on the floor.
And then when he comes out, he relights it. Yeah. Because it goes to the reburn.
Burning heaters with baseball managers is like my favorite thing to do in the world. I never, never say no to that.
Okay, so we obviously got the big games coming up this weekend. Both on Sunday. Kirk Morrison's going to break down the NFL games coming up at 11 a.m. Ask Yates coming up here in about a couple of minutes or so. Send him in if you have any. 877-710-ESPN if you want to do it over the phone. Travis and Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN. All right, if you want to hit us on the phones, 877-710-ESPN. We did a little Ask a Brown on Wednesday.
Really?
Oh, Amanda. That's her seat. And I think we're going to do, we're still figuring out, probably Cap coming up on Wednesday. Yates, you got to get on the list of one of these as well. And what do you got over there?
All right, so this is from Christopher Holmes. He says, would you rather be raised by a pack of wolves or raise a pack of wolves? Astley? And both of you guys should answer this.
Okay, so...
What?
This is Astley. Yeah. This is what you got to kind of...
This is where
you
it gets...
Kinda sit
it
back
gets very wacky, and I don't have a problem with that.
Accept it. I would rather raise a pack of wolves.
Okay. What do you think I'm doing every time I walk into this studio? It's raising a pack of wolves. That's not that difficult or outside of the realm of possibility, kiddos.
I'm going with raise.
Definitely raise.
Because then they're going to have your back like no tomorrow. They wouldn't.
No, they'll turn on you.
Definitely. Come on,
they'll turn on you, definitely.
No, they won't.
See,
turn.
He's all shook because of the raccoon situation now.
He can't trust an animal.
You think a raccoon can kill you? What about a pack of wolves?
Can I tell you this? If that happened at the Sliwa household, and there was a raccoon inside of the pad, and Rookie saw the raccoon.
He's been waiting for a day like that.
Rookie would have been gone out that sliding door before you know it, over the fence, and found new owners.
To grandmama's house we go.
Because he would have said, guys, this is not a safe environment that I was looking for. I'm accustomed to getting my meals three times a day.
I did not sign up
for
this.
I'm accustomed to the bedroom door being open so I could lay on the bed or the couch. He would not be okay with it.
Wow.
Yeah, let's go pack of wolves. We'd rather raise them.
All right, so the next one comes from Taylor Smith. He's here in the studio.
Oh, Taylor.
Oh, okay. Hey. Hi.
Big
first
fan.
Time, long time?
Big fan of your show.
Okay, so I have a question for Slee. Yates, you can answer it too. But when you're at a movie, a three-hour-long movie, and you're with Lady Slee, are you doing down-facing palm hand-holding, interlocked fingers, just a few fingers, or no hand-holding at all?
Okay, so 3 hours is a long time. Even 2 hours. 2 hours is a long time. So there is no one thing you're doing the entire time. There's going to be times where, God bless the IPIC theaters, but there's enough of a divider there that it's not very easy. But yesterday, I'll just tell you, there are times where she had her head on my shoulder watching the movie. There's other times she's over in her corner, I'm over in my corner.
I was
going
to say, 3 hours, you got to run a lot of different plays to get through that.
Exactly what you got to do.
I mean.
There's times where we are holding hands,
What's the go-to handhold, though?
Yeah, that's a separate question that I want to know, too, because I have an answer for this. What is your general go-to handhold? Are you a five fingers, like, to the, do you go five for five?
Yeah, my hand would be she'll yeah, have do her you go, hand right. under if we're sitting watching a movie.
Okay.
She have her hand under, I have my hand over on five. We'll go five.
So yeah.
That's probably the most comfortable when you're sitting down, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But
we both put our hands up like this. We have our hands up the entire time.
I do the thing that's more like a golf grip between two people where it's like my back two fingers and that other person's front two fingers so that you can both still have like parts of your hand free. I practiced this method at the mall when I bought this hat.
So you have a driver. So. Basically, you're on a golf course.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Well, it's because I don't like, there's something about when you're moving with somebody or you're walking, even if you're sitting, like the entire palm to palm is weird.
Actually, one of the more common ones.
Right.
One of the more common ones to also avoid having to grip hands for a long time.
Yeah.
It's got my arm like this and she'll hook
it. Oh, sure.
Arm.
Yeah, the hook. That's a perfect right. Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah,
that's solid. But the finger, the golf grip two-hand move has been, I mean, that's been my go-to since like middle school.
3 hours, guys. It's a long movie.
It's a fine length of a movie. All right, so this is from Jason Torres. He says,
watch two NBA games.
I'm going to
have the league pass on.
Right.
I'm going to like change this slightly. So one, do you own a pair of Crocs? Two, have you ever owned a pair of Crocs? Three, if you hadn't, what would those Croc charms be on your specific Crocs, Alan Sliwa?
All right, so I've never owned a pair of Crocs. Every time I see them too, I'm always kind of like, I don't really have intrigue. I just am curious of, some people love them, right? Some people are all about them. And I think other people are completely on the other side. So because I'm so on the other side, I don't know. I have no idea what it would look like, design.
No, but like what charms? Okay, so if you had to say like, these are Alan Sliwa's Crocs, you're not going to get them confused with anybody else's Crocs.
Yeah.
What would you put on them? You would put like a Laker thing? Would you put a microphone?
Definitely Lakers swag. Probably some San Diego stuff there too.
Here's the funny thing.
Taco.
So even if I said I'm going yellow, right, and I'm going to go yellow, they're bright, they're this, they're a Laker color, blah blah blah,
right.
Do all that. I don't know. I think it'd be very simple. I don't think I would. I don't think I'd go out of my way to decide.
You're not living the Crocs lifestyle. That's just what it comes down to.
Not crocking.
I am closer to the Crocs lifestyle than you are.
Have you ever owned Crocs?
I live by the beach. I do a lot of random activities that involve just standing outside. Vans are closer to Crocs, right? But I have never owned a pair. This is my this is my little brother's ministry, and he's got a lot of different charms on him. So like I kind of follow this because also a lot of youth athletes rock these. This is big on the youth athlete circuit, and I saw some. What are they called? They're charms. Is that what they're called?
Yes.
That were just other Crocs. So people had little mini Crocs on their Crocs. And Taylor's shaking his head. He's like, what are we living?
Taylor would have a raccoon on his.
Yes. Easily. But yes, I think that would be mine. Or I saw some other ones that were headlights. They were like little lights on your Crocs. So like if you're walking in the woods or something, I guess if you're at a bonfire and you're an underage drinker, because those are the kids who
walking.
Wear Crocs. Yeah,
you know where you're going. We're all buying Crocs this weekend.
I don't think Crocs look good. That's like my main issue with them.
That's the thing. They're not supposed to look good.
Well, why am I wearing them?
They're a joke, but they're a club. They
look awful.
Weird.
I bought some Birkenstock clogs the other day.
Right, yes.
Those don't look great, but they are comfortable. They certainly look better than Crocs to me, so.
But you have your Vans that have holes in them, right?
Correct.
Like, so how is that different than a Croc? That's just, I just don't understand how they're different.
But the Vans like are different, period.
They don't come with holes in them. They have been worn into that.
But I thought you had like sand Crocs. Or
I do, but those are, I don't have sand Vans. I don't have sand Crocs.
That's what I meant, sorry.
Yes,
yeah.
I do, but that's because I'm doing different things. I just don't feel that Crocs are part, what's the word? They're not practical to any part of my life, really. You know, it's like I feel like I need more of my feet covered at all given times.
But then you gotta put them in sport mode; they don't fall off. Like you know, they're great.
Life with people with Crocs on.
Yeah, you got. I mean, you're committed to a certain level of leisure every time you're in Crocs. You can't walk that far. You certainly can't. You can't throw hands. That's not gonna happen.
They do wear down pretty quickly, so like the sole does not stand up over the test of time. But also, this might be because when I had Crocs, I had Walmart brand off-brand Crocs,
right?
Because it was like in the height of the beginning of the Crocs era. Also, Amanda just weighed in. She said you would have purple Crocs with Laker logos on them. By the way,
Crocs are the kind of shoes that, like, if If I, like Slee, had to be here 5 days a week, I'd have like studio Crocs. That's what I'd have. Keep them here. I don't wear them outside of the house.
I go outside just to kind of mix it up. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I come in here barefoot.
Just to make sure the blood's flowing.
Yeah, just want to be comfortable.
Like, I have like cloud slippers that like almost have Croc material that I wear like only in my house. Like I'm not like barefoot walking in my house.
I could probably get away with Crocs in my house.
But I had tie-dye red and yellow Crocs.
So. I'm a slides guy though. I'm 41 years old.
Would you be offended?
Those are the shoes of comfort I wear.
Would you be offended if they had on the Jumbotron for Vlade, Duval Jameson said, "The man traded for Kobe"?
No, I wouldn't be offended. That's a completely
reasonable. And then
everyone
would stand up. No, standing go.
My point is that that's more respect than former NBA player. Somebody thought enough of the guy to trade him for a guy that was going to be the best player this franchise has ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Former NBA player Vlade Divac. I couldn't believe it.
All right, so this next one's from Ivan Monrovia. He said, "So Slee, you're finally invited on the Woj podcast. He calls you Alex Sliwa. Do you correct him, or do you legally change your name to Alex since Woj introduced you to the world as Alex Sliwa?"
Woj bomb.
You never correct Woj. I don't know if you guys know
that's tough sledding.
There's certain people that you don't. It's like the Godfather scene when he's petting
exactly
the cat, and you know, people are coming in, person after person's coming in. That's how I view Woj. And you want to go tell the Godfather something about something he did wrong? No, I become Alex Sliwa from there, and we move on.
Woj is actually a really nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the nicer people I've met in this business on a certain level, in terms of like his interactions in public. Great family, too.
Good people.
All right, so this is from JC. He said, "If you were held at gunpoint and told you that if you didn't impress them with your dance move, you would be..." Shot. What dance moves would you bust out?
I mean, obviously, nobody does.
Slee Robot on a non-streaming day.
Nobody does.
What are we doing
like
here?
Me. I mean, we'll do a little bit of this, too. That's awful. That last one was awful. I would, I'll tell you okay, what's your favorite genre of music to dance to?
Hip-hop? Probably reggae.
Okay. I was going to say, mine is reggae.
Right.
I think reggae hits the soul.
Yeah.
So, give me a little something.
There'd be a little Stanky Leg. There'd be a little Millie Rock for me.
Mm-hmm.
I could decent Dougie. Like all the moves are from the same. I'll probably a little snap dance. Back.
Well,
if you don't
and
remember.
If it's not working, if like things aren't going as planned and they're not impressed, then I go directly to Genuine Chris Morales.
Oh, sure, right, one leg up. Yeah.
And then
that's not really a
the
dance
table.
Move though.
But no, that is a dance move. That is a dance move. Do you know how many people did that at Genuine's concert that he had here?
Yes,
recently?
And they weren't dancing, Slee. I don't know what your parents told you, but that's not what was happening there.
We're getting a bunch of Croc Gang photos into the Travis and Slee Show community page, and I will accept
I
all the Croc Gang.
That's fine. I mean, I'm sure they're comfortable. There's a certain element of like, if somebody I don't know has pulled up to do something that I consider to be a task of reasonable importance and you're wearing Crocs, sorry, I'm not taking you seriously.
All right, find your funner state of mind with a visit to Harris Resort SoCal, voted best resort in Funner, California. From dining to unwinding, you'll find fun around every corner. Learn more at harrissocal.com. Of course, a partner here on 710 ESPN and a partner of Ask Slee, harrissocal.com. Kirk Morrison's coming up next. We're going to talk about these NFL games on Sunday. Stay right here. Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.